had time to absorb all that, so.
Okay. All right. The Q1 numbers are coming in well below what the outside forecasters had told the legislature to expect. Just simply show that the job of keeping Indiana above water and solvent while other states are not is not getting any easier. Briefly put, we had agreed, all of us, to use about a quarter of the state's reserves over the next 2 years. About that amount has been consumed just in one of the 8 quarters of those 2 years. Two conclusions we can all reach. One, thank goodness we built up those reserves. Two, thank goodness we didn't spend them, or lots of them, as some people wanted to do in the recent legislative session. We plan no immediate action based on these findings. We will watch revenues a little longer. And secondly, we're going to be in touch with the forecasting committee to see if they see anything we don't, if they see prospects of a more rapid recovery than this data seems to suggest. We'll also be sending them a letter tomorrow asking them what changes in their method they plan to make to reflect the new realities of this economy. It is now very clear that the methods that have been used here and in other states, for that matter, are simply out of date. People aren't spending as much money as they were. There will not be passive income receipts, capital gains, and so forth for a long, long time. And so, the legislature cannot be expected to vote for a budget that stays in the black if they are operating on wildly incorrect assumptions of how much money will be coming in. So we've got to get the model, the folks who do this work, we've got to get the model in shape so we don't have big mistakes like this in the future. Again, no immediate reaction besides those things we are doing every single day. We are conserving dollars every way we know how, from lowering mileage reimbursements to strategic hiring freezes. There are fewer employees in the Indiana state government today than in any year since 1983. So the quest to conserve tax dollars is an everyday affair with us, and that won't stop. But we have no new policy decisions for the moment, but we won't wait forever. And we will need everyone's understanding and cooperation if more actions are necessary. Let me just sum up by saying we have no intention of becoming California or Michigan or Illinois or any of these other places. And we have no intention of raising taxes on working families in the middle of a recession. Well, I say I don't want to act impulsively based on just one quarter. I do want to hear from the forecasting group to see if they can give us some confidence that there'll be a rapid improvement soon. But absent that, we will have to take additional actions of the kind we've taken in the past, because the longer we wait, the less money we can conserve. So not immediately, but we won't wait that long if we don't see reason for optimism.
What kind of actions are you talking about, Governor?
Spending reductions.
Are the actions you've taken in the past adequate? You're looking for at a deficit there which is equal to the surplus you had before.
Well, no. If all the past actions had not been taken, of course, the surplus would be gone now. May I remind you that the legislature was working on a budget that spent $1 billion more than the one we have until we said, hey, time out, let's start over. So thank goodness we've done all the things we've done, hundreds of decisions, most of them fairly small, to keep us in the black. But of course, the answer to your question is no, it's not enough. And we're very likely to have to continue policies of thrift and maybe make some more very unwelcome decisions.
Are you asking for a new forecast?
Well, there'll be another one in December. And What we're asking really right now is two things. One, what confidence, if any, could they give us that there'll be some, having been so wrong in Q1, that somehow we'll catch up, or at least that the erosion will stop? And two, what do they plan to do about a model that worked reasonably well till a year and a half or so ago, but clearly isn't working now? In this case, misled the legislature and everyone else about how much money there was to dispose of. So we're not blaming anybody. The economy has changed in fundamental ways. But we can't ignore those changes. And if we're going to protect taxpayers and make wise decisions in the real world we're living in now. Really, nothing's off the table right now. Again, let's not act impulsively. Let's watch developments a little further. Let's talk to the experts. But it's very likely, in my opinion, that we'll have to take steps even beyond those we're already taking.
When you're looking at the graphs, a lot of the voters, I think, are going to see these dramatic numbers, and they're going to